Todd and Tyler podcast from the Todd and Tyler app, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Out of Bergen, Germany, where they're saying...
The Steelers!
Steelers! Steelers! Kyle Rogers! Around 50 sheep wandered into a penny supermarket in the small Bavarian town of Bergen in southern Germany. We're going to have to post this picture up.
Plus, you're starting to quiver out there.
Interesting photo. The sheep lingered among the shelves and checkout area for about 20 minutes after they strayed from their flock before entering the store on Monday. It's unclear how the sheep broke loose. The discount retailer has managed to turn the incident into something of a guerrilla marketing campaign, receiving a flood of responses on its Instagram page. They talked to the Augsburger Allgemeine newspaper.
Right.
Store manager Jürgen Kipp says, quote, Steelers! Playoffs! Heil Rogers!
The Steelers!
He also says, I've never experienced anything like this before.
Yeah.
I thought we were on Candid Camera.
Yeah.
That's kind of a dated reference, so apparently they have a German version of Candid Camera.
Yeah, it's really dated, yeah.
During their short visit, the flock managed to cause a fair bit of a mess. If they had run right out toward the fruit and vegetables, God forbid, you wouldn't have been able to get them out, the newspaper quoted Kippis as saying. Getting the sheep to leave the supermarket premises took some doing. They had to bring in someone named Big P, who they know sheep run away from, according to the manager.
He just walked in the store and they all ran out.
And they start running. We tried to push them out, but it didn't work. It was only when an employee banged loudly on the cash register that the animals got startled and exited through the sliding door into the parking lot.
Do sheep cry during orgasm, puss?
No farm. Doesn't mean you weren't banging sheep.
Yeah, good point, Nick.
The flock shepherd, they still have shepherds out there
in
Bavaria, told Bavarian Radio, we need to get an affiliate there.
Yeah.
Steelers! That he suspected the sheep were distracted by acorns on the ground and lost contact with the rest of the flock. He suspects someone probably ran into the supermarket with a bag and they followed them.
Oh, yeah, so it was just like, like breadcrumbs,
right. They thought there was a bag of feed for them, a bag of salt. Penny said the supermarket was cleaned after the incident, and he does not plan to seek compensation from the farmer.
That place was just covered in sheep crap.
Oh, sheep poo everywhere, man.
Every aisle.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
I thought the Tang was in aisle 5. That's what you said.
Oh, we had another email, too, that said you could ask where the pie is.
Yeah.
There's that, too.
Although I referenced the word pie to somebody recently, and they thought it was such an old reference.
Wasn't it your son?
No. God, who was it? Oh, it was my sister. I said something about pie.
Oh, well, she needs to get up to speed.
Yeah. I said, on the radio, we can't call it what it is, so we use the word pie. She goes, oh, I get it now.
All right. Oh, you're not up on your 80s slang.
No, you're not. Today's National Quitters Day. Friday, January 9th, is when people say hell with resolutions.
Oh.
I think it's weird, though. I think resolutions were weirder this year because the first was going into a weekend. And nobody... for most people, because a lot of stuff weekends are not just drinking, but eating and doing all kinds of stuff. You're just trying to get through the holidays completely. And the first was, a Thursday this year? So people are just cruising through the weekend. So I would say the fifth was probably for this stuff. But here's number one. Number one is people say they want to save money. Eat healthier, except for Thick Allen, who wants to gain weight for the next week.
He's a contrarian.
Take the Thick Allen challenge and gain 60 pounds by what? It's June?
June.
For your daughter's wedding. Because everybody wants to lose weight.
Everybody else is losing weight.
Yeah. Well, your youngest son's not going to.
There's
going to
be more
player food
around.
Did you know this? The tradition of setting New Year's resolutions began some 4,000 years ago with the ancient Babylonians.
Did not know that.
Right. Blame them for that. Stupid. You can make a resolution anytime.
There were a bunch of Babylonians all pissed the gym was busy.
Yeah.
Yeah, my gym's packed now, too. Yeah. Well, listen, I don't bitch about people like that because you're out doing something. Some of those people are going to stick. Yeah. Some of those people are going to stick
some will, but
and
you,
some won't.
You will
some
see
won't.
The gym get crowded about this time of year, and it's been my experience. And it takes about 4 to 6 weeks before it thins out.
Well, it's funny because I want to switch gyms because I want to get a place closer, and there's a place closer to me than this. A lot of traffic to get to my other gym. But I don't want to switch in January because I want them thinking I'm a guy walking in there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I'm thinking I ain't switching in January.
Or is it easier to switch in January because they got a bunch of people quitting the gym and they're not going to hassle you as much?
No, they would have a bunch of people quitting the gym in February and March.
I bet you there's some quitting in January, too.
But the specials are a lot cheaper in January. That's when they suck you in.
Yeah,
right?
That's the thing, too.
Yeah, they are. Exercise more is number three. Lose weight, except for Fat Allen. Not Fat Allen.
Thick Allen.
Thick Allen.
Spend more time with family and friends. That's a resolution? I mean, just do it, you know. And the big one, we always... alcohol's not even in the top six. Number six is quit smoking. The few people that still smoke.
Yeah, it makes sense that that's further down the list. If, you know, the stats are right and only like 10 or 12% of people are still smoking.
True.
It's hard for that to be a big New Year's resolution because most people aren't.
Most people don't smoke. Yeah. So today's quitter's day.
And if that's true, then most people that don't quit the gym until, you know, mid-February hang on lots longer than most.
Oh, look at this. So this is great. Scooters has an ad here. Happy Quitter's Day. And it shows a big Scooter's coffee with whipped cream and everything on it with drizzled caramel and a huge sticky bun with whipped, like, white cream all over it. Say, you know what? Just eat. Just eat, Thick Allen.
Oh, yeah. Double rewards points on the Scooter's app today.
That looks good. Wow. That ad looks great.
Yeah. I love it. Maybe next year.
Yeah.
That's their
ad. By the ninth, you can start losing weight anytime.
Yeah, you can make a resolution any particular
day. It's just the way it is, the way it works. Brand new year, brand new you, that kind of stuff.
Do like the Babylonians did.
Yeah.
Although I think they had a different calendar, and their new year didn't start till the spring, which makes more sense. Or does it?
The unofficial holiday originated from a fitness tracking app. Yeah, which discovered a pattern of significantly less activity by mid-January. Jeez, you couldn't even make it more than 2 weeks.
I buy that.
Yeah, I do too.
I believe that.
Well, because
completely.
Working out, I mean, listen, a lot of if you don't work out ever your whole life and you go to work out, it does suck because you're just, you don't do it.
Well, and I think most
and I've
people,
always worked out because I've been in sports as a kid, so I've always done it. I mean, that keep your weight off sometimes, but you still do it. You know?
But I think most people that do it go too hard too quick.
Yeah.
You know? They go to the gym and they go really nuts those first couple days and they get sore as hell and then they're like, the hell with this.
Start Let's go to Scooters.
Slow.
Yep. You've got to pace yourself.
Start slow. Ease into it, you know?
Well, look, Google this for the Thick Allen Challenge. What would it take? So you got 6 months. Right? You got early June, Nick?
Yes.
Okay.
So it's basically 5 months.
Yeah, it's like
five
months.
So you're talking about 10 pounds a month. That's a lot of weight.
It is.
I don't know. I mean, I really don't even know you could do that. Because
I think he's big enough where he could.
No, I mean that.
I could definitely carry the weight. I feel like I am carrying the weight.
You'd have to really try to gain 60 pounds.
A 150-pound guy trying to get to 210, that would be a little tougher.
I would have to gorge every meal.
He's a little bigger than that.
I think at this point you still have to gorge every meal.
See, I look up how easy. Like
how many calories do you? Yeah.
I Googled how easy is it to gain 10 pounds in a month, and then they want to go down this road of gaining 10 pounds the healthy way. Yeah.
Yeah, that's not happening.
It says.
That would involve lifting heavy weights and stuff too.
I would think we could get a fast food sponsor on board for this.
Yeah.
Supersize Nick.
It says aim for 500 to 1,000 extra calories daily.
Although I understand McDonald's wasn't too wild about the Supersize Me documentary.
No,
not so much. No. No.
And that guy's dead now, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
Morgan Spurlock.
Yeah, we talked to him a bunch of times.
Yeah.
So, 1,000
extra calories a day
is a lot.
It's totally
but it's
doable.
Also not tough, depending on how you get that 1,000 calories.
You're going to feel
I feel
bad.
Like I might already do that.
I mean, start
1,000 extra a day.
Well, what's it above, two?
2,500, I think, is what normal is.
Clint Licker, the leader of the Skeddy Challenge so far, tells Nick to eat at least 500 Skeddies every meal.
Nick, if you started your morning with three Krispy Kreme donuts, I bet you'd have an extra 1,000 calories in a morning.
Oh, yeah.
That would help.
I also think if you're purposely trying to gain 10 pounds a month, you're not going to feel that good, Nick. You're really going to feel bad.
Well, that's not the idea.
And I know that would suck, though. You're not going to feel that good. Well, shoving those calories, because some days you're not eating those kind of calories.
No.
Okay, you need 5 Krispy Kremes every morning.
Right. Okay.
And here are the top calorie-dense foods by category. Oils and fats.
In the morning. That's a great show.
Oh, well, you know, these are always, they're always listed as great snacks, but nuts and seeds, even like sunflower seeds.
A lot of calories are nuts.
If you eat a lot of sunflower seeds, you're packing on a lot of calories. Right. Heavy cream, cheese, full-fat yogurt, dairy stuff, fatty cuts or red meat.
Fatty Cuts is a great name, too, by the way.
There you go. Your cakes, your pastries, your donuts.
I like his first album.
Chips, candy, sugary drinks. Oh, and a juice.
I eat a lot of this stuff.
Juices are full of calories, and dried fruits like raisins, dates, and apricots have concentrated sugars.
If somebody says you have to gain 60 pounds, I'm drinking a lot of beer then, too. I'm switching back to beer.
That would help.
Yeah, just put a bunch of beer in you.
I think I'm just having pizza four times a day.
Well, pizza and beer. Yeah. Pizza and beer every damn day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All those foods that you look at and you go, oh, I should eat that in moderation.
Right.
Now, eat it full on, man.
I could change my mixers, too.
Right. At least like 3 or 4 peanut butter sandwiches a day. Peanut butter is pretty calorie dense.
You could do a lot of pina coladas and daiquiris. They're heavy in calories.
Margaritas.
Yeah, yeah.
Probably burn out your blender before the end of this thing.
Oh, that's fine. Like, the problem is you can't gain the weight immediately. Because I think if I started putting on 10 pounds a month, they're probably going to have, my wife's going to be like, hey.
Yeah.
You
want to just be fat for the wedding, so. Can you? What would it take to gain 60 pounds? Dr. Justin's listening. You want to do it healthy, but maybe you don't.
Well, no.
Could you gain 60 pounds in a month?
No, I think you got to.
Can a human being gain 60 pounds in a month?
You got to do it 10 pounds a month.
But he wants just to be fat for the wedding and not fat up leading up to that because his wife won't.
So gain 60 pounds by the wedding and then lose it all by Christmas? You're gonna
but then you're gonna
yo-yo the whole thing over the course of the year.
Then you're fat in July and August. That would suck, especially by the pool.
Been there.
A TV trainer intentionally gained 60 pounds over 4 months, but that's not a month. It caused serious health issues, highlighting that such fast gain is dangerous and usually signals.
Yeah, I already think you're behind the eight ball now.
Yeah, no, I should have started a year ago.
Yeah,
you're better than that guy. You can do it.
I gained 30 pounds. It'll show. Probably on your face.
Just the bloat. Then I could be like fun dancing fat guy at the wedding.
Yeah. That's where you want to be, fun dancing fat guy at the wedding.
Get some man boobs going. Bounce them around on the dance floor.
Slapping them.
Right. Do that during the daddy-daughter dance.
Yeah, slap your boobs. Yeah.
You take off take off your jacket and you got that flop sweat right underneath your man boobs. Like,
what happened to Nick? Oh, he did the Thick Allen Challenge on the Todd and Tyler show.
They're like flappy bongos.
Look at his boobs bounce during the chicken dance.
Slide to the left.
Here's the deal, though. I think obviously you're not going to do this, but if you tried to do 10 pounds a month and you gained it, you're doing it for the bit, so you get away with it. People go, yeah, I love the show. Yeah, you are putting on weight. Good for you, brother.
No.
People are going to buy you food at places, beers.
Yep.
You're not just a guy that goes, oh, look at Nick. You see how he gained all that weight? We should talk about it in front of them. But this is me, like, everybody's talking about it because you're just doing it on purpose.
My wife would be more pissed at me than she already is.
Yeah, you're right.
Whatever the baseline is.
You have to crawl in bed with her, sweating like a pig.
She's like up in the air now.
And your wife weighs, what, 110? Yeah.
No idea.
Just play.
You don't want to touch that?
Never get asked. You'll never know.
Good answer.
I bet you it's 110. Yeah.
Who knows?
Just put it on us. I got to do this for my career.
My career. Gained 60 pounds.
Oh, that?
Yeah.
We're calling that a career, huh?
You may become a
That's
viral
what
sensation.
It is,
yeah. Well, this translates to your comedy, too.
Oh, you'd be fat. You'd be a Thick Allen on stage.
Yeah. Start doing your comedy with your shirt off.
You would have people following you from town to town just to say, yeah, he does look a little bigger today.
Yeah.
Here's some more food.
By the I think I'm just going to write a book about why it didn't work out.
Right.
I guarantee you, you know, the towns that you visit on a regular basis have a lot of calorie-dense food.
Yes.
Right, and you could talk to people on how to gain weight quickly.
This was Nick's idea, by the way. We're not picking on him here. It was his idea. He wants to gain weight for his daughter's wedding because most people like to lose weight before big events. You know.
I've been thinking about it. If I wrote that book, I would call it "Is This Thing Gone?"
Yeah. By the way, that the trailers I've seen two or three different. That movie looks really good.
Yeah, I wanted to go see it over Christmas, but apparently I don't live in a city with select theaters.
Oh, really?
Okay. I think it comes out nationwide today.
It's wide release, as they say.
Yeah.
Today. Yeah, it looks really good.
Just a conversation. There's one trailer out there with a trailer, Jesus, with Bradley Cooper, and he's actually in the movie, too. He directed it, but there's two talking, and it's really good. It looks really good.
Anybody we know in that movie?
Yes.
The blonde.
Emma Willman. She came here like 2 days after she filmed her scene.
Oh, that's right.
David Tell's
in that, too?
Mm-hmm.
Time is it okay?
Got Laura Dern. We talked to Laura Dern once, so I'll say we know her.
She's great.
Yeah, but you know what? Only we are going to talk to Chody McChodeface. That's a Todd and Tyler exclusive later on next hour.
Exclusive content.
All right, come on back.